Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of James chapter 1, we were talking about humbly and meekly accepting and obeying the authority of God and those that He has given authority over us. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Crumble, I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible says. The Bible stands like a mountain towering far above the works of man. Was refuted and destroyed, yet they never can.
Godliness with contentment is great gain. Never allow your imaginations or reasonings ignite your tongue and passions. Oh, friend, it will cast a shadow of doubt upon the truth in your heart. Friend, you don't have to speak your mind unless you enjoy appearing foolish. Do not twist the scriptures in order to advance your own agenda, our own preconceived notions, because that too is wickedness. We are to humbly and meekly receive and obey the Word of God, not to question it. Now, there's a popular slogan today, question authority. And there are situations where we do probably need to question authority. But my friend, when it comes to God, when it comes to God's Word, when it comes to God's truth, never, never question it. Rather, obey it. Let the Word of God tell us our faults, whether it's through our devotions, whether it's through a Sunday school teacher, a pastor, or an evangelist. And let us take it patiently and thankfully, in everything giving thanks, because this is how we are made godly, by the Word of God. So, my friend, as a Christian, we give this to you, that you may learn to live godly in Christ Jesus. But understand, if you live godly in Christ Jesus, you will suffer persecution. But don't stop there. Go beyond that. Wherefore, we are suffering persecution because we're living godly. Therefore, though great is your reward in heaven. So understand that if you suffer for living godly in Christ Jesus, that's only to be expected in this life. 2 Corinthians calls it light affliction. Romans chapter 8, verse 18 tells us that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. In other words, that glory will be so great, the reward of heaven will be so great, that light will be so great that we're in, that our greatest troubles and all of our troubles combined throughout our entire lifetime will seem minute. It will seem even less than the little babe in the crib that cries for his bottle. And that's the greatest problem in his life at that moment, is wanting the bottle. Well, for us, as we look at life, and boy, some of you have been through some terrible things, divorce. You've had loved ones that suddenly were snatched from this life. Death invaded your home. You've had a wayward child and other things that just really set us back several steps. And yet, one day, Those things will seem minute, especially if you live godly in Christ Jesus. And when He glorifies you, and when He gives you that reward that day at the judgment seat, that is something that won't diminish or pass away. Throughout all eternity, your reward, I believe, will only improve if it's able to improve. But it will never, never, never diminish. There are people that invest in the stock market. Boy, sometimes their money goes way up. Boy, they've made a lot of money, but it's all on paper. Next day, the market can crash and they lose it all. Well, my friend, when you're in Christ Jesus, whatever you have in Him is not lost. And hallelujah for that. Oh, my friend, you can't live a godly life if you're not saved. You see, you must have God in you. You must have a walk with God. And the only way you're going to have God in you is through Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes unto the Father but by me. He is the only way to heaven. There is no other way. You say, well, Brother Andy, that sounds narrow-minded. Yes, Jesus said, straight is the way, narrow is the way. He said it was narrow and the straight gate. He said that leadeth unto life, but the way that goes to destruction is a broad road. And that's why today you look at so many churches and you're unsaved. You say, why are they trying to entertain us? And that's a legitimate question. And it's because they have chosen to have religion through the flesh instead of through the Spirit, and they're deceived. But my friend, to not be deceived, you have to have the Word of God, but you have to have the Spirit of God in you. And so that means first receiving Him into your life. In John 1:12, it says, but as many as received Him, to them gave He the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. What must you do? First of all, admit that you are a sinner. The Bible tells us, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In Romans 3:10, it says, there is none righteous, no, not one. Now, friend, that includes you and that includes me. We're all sinners. Be willing to turn from sin. In Acts 17:30, it says, God commandeth all men everywhere now to repent, because He's appointed a day in which He will judge by that righteous one. And that righteous one is Jesus Christ. In Acts 3:19, it says, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the Lord. And my friend, if you're going to repent, that means to turn from. You turn from your sin, you turn from depending upon yourself, and you give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now that is what we do. That is repentance and that is conversion. And His promise is that He'll give you everlasting life. You must believe that Jesus died for you on the cross, that He shed His blood there for you, that He was buried, and 3 days later He rose from the dead. In Romans 10:9, it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. You say, Brother Andy, how do I do that? How do I believe with my heart? Well, you're trusting Him with your life. It's like a person that sees a modern jet and realizes that jet is a good jet and the pilot is a good pilot and can fly him anywhere. And although he knows that and although he believes that very seriously in his head, if he has a fear of flying and he won't get on it, the jet, even if the offer is a free offer, if he won't get on to it, he only believes it in his head. He hasn't trusted it with his heart. And it's not until you trust Christ with your heart, in other words, with your life. So many people today say, I believe Jesus died for me and rose from the dead. And it's kind of an easy believism, but the devils believe and tremble. Now, when I say repentance, I don't mean do penance. I don't mean that I am a God that determines whether or not you've had enough sorrow for your sin to say that you're saved. No, repentance just means turning from. And realize that you're turning from your sin and you're giving your life to Christ, because you recognize that when he was on the cross, he was paying for the price for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. And so he shed his blood for you. Those 3 days that his body was in the grave, his spirit was in hell. Because the wages of sin is death. That was separation from God forever in the lake of fire. That was my debt. He went to the depths of hell. He preached to the spirits in hell, the Bible tells us. And then 3 days later, he rose back up. His spirit went into his body, and his body rose from the dead, and his body was glorified. And my friend, now he's in heaven preparing a place for you and me. That's why he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one else has ever died, gone to hell, then 3 days later rose up and then ascended into heaven. As a matter of fact, if you're going to save yourself, this is what you're going to have to do. If you're going to depend on your works, your religion, or something else other than Jesus Christ to get you to heaven, this is what you got to do. You've got to be able to die, go to hell. Then 3 days later, your spirit re-enter your body, make your body not only raised from the dead, but make your body that it will not ever die again. If you can't do that, then you need a Savior. And my friend, I'm telling you, by the Word of God, Jesus Christ is that Savior, and He wants to save you. He loves you. You say, why would He want to save me? I'm no good. I'm this or I'm that. Because God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. My friend, you don't have a merit about you, and neither do I, that would save us, and God ought to save us. No. There's no reasoning as to why He should save us other than He loves us. And He loves you. My friend, why not invite Jesus into your life as your Lord and Savior right now? Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And right where you are, right now, you can bow your head and pray and ask the Lord to save you. Why not just pray this prayer? Dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His precious blood on the cross and died for my sin. I believe that 3 days later He rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer with us and you just asked the Lord to save you, write us and let us know. I have a booklet titled Building Blocks that I want to send to you. This booklet is instruction on how to live the Christian life. It'll show you how to study the Bible to get more from it. It'll show you how to pray, what you ought to pray for. It'll show you how to lead someone else to Christ. It'll tell you things about the local church and just things that you need to know as a young and new Christian. And I want you to have that absolutely free. Just write and say, Brother Andy, I was saved listening to your radio broadcast. Or you might write and say, well, I already saved, but I want that booklet. I believe it would help me, or I want to help some other Christians. Then you write, and I'll send it to you. Absolutely free. Well, I see that my time is up. I want to thank you for listening today to our Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen to the broadcast, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, may the lamp of God's Word be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all, who are in Christ Jesus.